Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Last week, the Patriots sent the Steelers packing with a 28-21 win. Now, let's take a look at the key plays with Coach Belichick in the Belichick Breakdown.
Draw on the defense. So this is, Bolden running the stretch play here. Everybody going to reach blocks. Nice job by Marcus Cannon there on Bud Dupree, Steelers' number one draft pick, knocking him out. Again, that's a good throw.
The little things that go unnoticed there, because everybody's watching your quarterback with the play fake with the tight end. But 61, nice block.
Yeah, you bet. All right. Good energy here from the team. This is
like excited. It's nice to get excited after big plays.
They all are going in the end zone, so it's good. Love to see that. This is a play that ended up being a really big play for us with Rob going down the seam here. And the Steelers end up in an overload blitz. So they're bringing four guys from the top here. And we have four for four. So these four linemen, not counting the tackle here, against these four defenders. And so it's really good pickup by the line. That enables Tom to have enough time to, see this clear up. And, the Steelers are in kind of a two-deep coverage here with the safety rotating over the top, a blitz zone. And so they're matched underneath, but they're light on Rob going down the seam, and then Rob makes a nice run after the catch there, makes Mitchell miss in the open field, gets some extra yards.
It's nice by Tom too, because you're licking your chops, you kind of visualize him coming open there, and that type of guy, 87, you want to get the ball to him as fast as you can.
Here again is the inside pickup by the offensive line. It's really a good job, all the way across with Jackson, Andrews, seeing Allen come underneath on the stunt, Mason, Nate, just kind of walling this off here. Seabass doing a good job over here on Tuitt. And so it gives Tom the opportunity to get the ball down the field, let the pattern develop, and it's a good pickup by the offensive line. Nice job. Good running there.
Yeah, communication. That's the key up front, too, with a young rook like Andrews, especially going on the road this week in Buffalo.
It'll be challenging, no question. Run after the catch there makes Mitchell miss in the open field, gets some extra yards.
It's nice by Tom, too, because you're licking your chops. You kind of visualize him coming open there, and that type of guy, 87, you want to get the ball to him as fast as you can.
Here again is the inside pickup by the offensive line. It's really a good job, all the way across with Jackson, Andrews, seeing Allen come underneath on the stunt, Mason, Nate, just kind of walling this off here. Seabass doing a good job over here on Tuitt. And so it gives Tom the opportunity to get the ball down the field, let the pattern develop, and it's a good pickup by the offensive line. Nice job. Good running there.
Yeah, communication. That's the key up front, too, with a young rook like Andrews, especially going on the road this week in Buffalo.
It'll be challenging, no question. Like you said, in the red area was a big key for us in the game. This is a third and goal on the sixth after this false start penalty. And it looks like, Pittsburgh's seeing kind of an overloaded look here from the defense, and they come back and try to run the trap play. And this is Shear doing a great job of, playing off the tackle, coming inside, making a good tackle, really doing a nice job of wrapping Williams up there, Chung and Chandler Jones helping out on this one, too. Here's the same play from the end zone. So this is Sheard here. I think they were kind of expecting him to run up the field to create some, the space for the back underneath. But he does a nice job of reading it, coming back inside, making a hit.
Wow. So, or you got Ninkovich stacked there, too.
So it's really a four-point play. That saves us 4 points.
It's huge. Huge. You forced teams to kick field goals in the red zone, where you guys were very good in the red zone last week.
That was a big difference. And then this is an excellent play right here by, Harmon in the middle of the field. So as he starts to the middle, you'll see right here as the ball's released, Roethlisberger's letting go of the ball. Duron's still inside the hash marks when the ball's in the air. And then his range to be able to get over the top of this, really outstanding. To have one guy back here, whether that's Harmon or McCourty, to be able to have that kind of range from sideline to sideline is – very valuable for the defense.
That's a quarterback that has a strong arm. That's very not good. Like he's trying to bait some weak arm guy to throw a moonshot right there. That was a pretty good throw by Ben.
So I've got to work on this a little bit.
I mean, that's Devin, too. I mean, Devin, you know, he's getting the good money now, so he's got to elevate a little bit more.
Here's the same play from the end zone. And again, you can see Deron's very disciplined on this. Works back to the middle of the field. And then as, you know, Roethlisberger tilts his shoulders there, he takes a good angle on the deep ball and really, you know, gets over the top there. That was a big interception for us. You know, similar to the play against the Ravens last year in the playoffs. Here's right. The same, kind of the same play. This is Deron here. We're cheated over a little bit on this. In this case, not quite to the middle, but a similar type of range play. Good job of going up, playing the ball at the high point. So that over the top coverage that our safeties have given us, you know, last year and now even, you know, in the Pittsburgh games, you know, it's been great.
Yeah, especially, you know, conceptually, it's the same stuff. And then you got Pat Chung, and you have the ability at times to even go three safeties. I saw that last week in the game.
Right.
All right, good stuff, Coach. Look forward to next week. Good luck. Go get Buffalo.
Thank you.
There's your plays of the week. See you next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.